Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, it's 23. No, it's not, it's 34 after the hour. I've lost track of time. I'm having so much fun, folks. I can't keep up with the clock. You know, that's not good for a talk show host. If there's one thing a talk show host is supposed to be able to do, folks, he or she is supposed to be able to keep up with the clock. That's the most important job of a talk show host, is to watch the clock and to know when to get in and out and get in and out properly. But sometimes I get so wound up here. I get so excited. I get to having so much fun doing what I do, especially during Small Business Week here in broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. Sometimes I get so excited, get so worked up, that I just don't watch the clock. And so it's not, it's actually, now it's 35 after the hour. It's good to be back with you. It's good to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're hanging out with us, because we got our good friend Doug Berry with us. But before I get to bring him in here, I want to do something else this hour. I'm always happy to point out that we're back in the D.C. area and have been now for a couple of years, after being here for many years and then out for a year or two. We're back in the D.C. area on WDMV AM 700. Those of you who are listening to our show in the D.C. area, in Maryland, Northern Virginia, thank you for doing that. Let the folks at WDMV know that you care about this and that you value what we're doing here. And I thank you very much for listening. I thank them very much for bringing us back to the D.C. area. Doug Berry is our guest, as I said, and he is with the U.S. Commercial Services, which is an outstanding division of the Department of Commerce, the most important division of the Department of Commerce for small business owners. He's Director of Marketing and Communications there and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Doug Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. What time is it?
Does anybody really know what time it is?
I think it's export time.
It's 25 or 6 to 4, I think, Doug. So what's going on in the world? Oh, by the way, Doug, as I think you know, folks, part of the events here this week during Small Business Week, which, as you know, I'm helping support the SBA this week. This is my 11th year to do that during National Small Business Week. One of the events later today, Doug, is a trade forum that's going to be at the Mandarin Hotel, Mandarin Oriental Hotel, a trade forum that one of my sponsors, IBM, is co-sponsoring, and we're going to talk about trade and small business. How about that?
Well, that sounds like it's right up our alley.
It does, and you're going to try to come down, and so we can say hi to each other, and maybe hear that we got Ambassador Susan Schwab, who is the U.S. Trade Representative. She's going to be a keynote speaker. Another keynote speaker is going to be Sean Pooley, who's with IBM. He's going to talk about small business and technology and trade, small business exporting and trade, and technology. And we got a panel of a bunch of small business owners who are doing business overseas, and so we're going to have a great time from 3:30 to 5. I'm really looking forward to that today, Doug.
Well, I'm going to try to get over there, Jim, and because, you know, everybody's celebrating these days because the value of U.S. exports are going through the roof, and this is yet another record-breaking year, and the exports are adding about 1 or 2% to our GNP, and because the GNP is hardly growing at all this year, you can imagine if we didn't have all of these small and medium-sized enterprises getting into international sales.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, the a lot of people don't realize the impact of small business on exporting. What is it? I think it's like 97% of all exporters in the U.S. are small businesses, and something like, 75% have 20 or fewer employees?
That's correct.
And also, what is it? I think it's almost 30% of the total value of exports are produced by small business owners. That's a huge number for small businesses.
That's right. And here's another number that's quite astonishing. We probably have in our organization 12,000 or so companies that we help export every year. Most of them are small, and most of them are selling to more countries than they actually have employees. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? Think about that. Say that last part again.
Well, I don't know that I can.
This is going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
I don't know if I can, but let me try it. Say, for example, we have this one company that we can talk a little bit about later if you want. It's a company in Texas. It has 7 employees, and they're selling to 25 countries. They have more countries than they have employees.
And they're doing that because they know guys like Doug Barry at the U.S. Commercial Services. I promise you, it's one of the best-kept secrets that we're trying to stop from being a secret. And we're doing this on my show, I can tell you that right now. 20 till, I promise, it's 20 till. I'll be right back. This is Ann and Nancy, ladies and gentlemen. The Wilson Sisters, otherwise known as Heart. That's Ann knocking it out right there. Little harmony, pretty good stuff. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Doug Barry with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. Folks, there are like, what is it, 100 and how many commercial services offices around the country, Doug?
We have 108, Jim. 108 in this country, and we have 85 abroad.
Around the world, people sitting there waiting on you, folks. They're twiddling their thumbs. They have all they want to do is have you drop by or call them. They want to help you. I know.
They're
just
busy,
teasing.
But they can be even a little busier.
Yeah, there you go. Well, they're always waiting on you to call them. And you were going to tell us about this company in Texas.
Yes, there's a company in Texas, and I think it illustrates, again, the entrepreneurship of small companies, watching the environment to see where an opportunity might pop up and then taking advantage of it. And this company, just outside of Dallas, makes coatings for asphalt, which protects the asphalt from weathering and from damage as trucks and things roll across it. And this fellow decided that he was going to go to Libya. And Libya, as you know, has been under various difficulties throughout the years. And embargoes placed on it by the United States.
I'd say Mr. Reagan rained a little difficulty on them back in 86.
Yes, he did. but they've come around, Jim, and they've decided that they want to place their future in working with countries like the United States and others in the West, and so they've begun to open up. And we did a trade mission there last year. We stopped in Saudi Arabia and then went on to Libya, and we took this company and 16 or 17 others, and we stopped in Tripoli, which is the capital of Libya, and we met a lot of Libyan business folks. The trip was led by our Assistant Secretary Israel Hernandez, who I think you've met or talked to. Mm-hmm. And this company from Texas met someone there in the Ministry of Construction, and they had discussions, and they decided to do some business. And he walked away with a contract worth about $4 million in his product.
Wow.
And
wow!
So, and he just went. He, as Woody Allen said, most of success
he
in
showed
life
up.
Is just showing up. So he showed up in Tripoli and walked away with a multi-million-dollar contract.
But let's also make sure we point out to folks that the U.S. Commercial Services will help you, and you may never have to leave your hometown, or at least not a place where the closest place where the U.S. Commercial Services office is, because you guys have. I love telling people about the teleconferencing capability you have. That person could have had a teleconference with business people in Libya, and maybe then gone to see them, so that when he met them face to face, they already knew each other.
Yes, many of our clients do that, and others will go to trade shows in Germany and other Western European capitals, and they'll meet business people from Africa and other places, and they'll do business right there on the trade show floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another possibility.
You know, one of my favorite things to do, Doug, is I love telling, and I did it today, I told the story today. I love telling people about this little Tennessee company that makes salsa, and their number one customer are supermarkets in Mexico.
Yes.
And I was talking to Congressman Shabbat earlier in the show about my disappointment in the Colombia trade agreement not going through yet, and I was pointing out to my audience, you know, why should I care in my small business? Why should I care whether we have a free trade agreement with Colombia? Well, there are small businesses out there in America right now that would like to trade with Colombia, that would like to have the tariffs off of their goods to go into Colombia and other places. And that's what, you know, NAFTA, that's a story that you never hear you never hear Lou Dobbs talking about the advantage, some of the good things that happened from NAFTA. And one of them is that little Tennessee company selling salsa to Mexico.
It's almost like coal to Newcastle.
That's like, yeah, or ice to Eskimos, right?
Exactly. But again, what a great story of, you know, you're never out of a market. There's always opportunity everywhere, and we have now about 1.5% of all of the small businesses in the United States are exporting, which is about 250,000 total companies. And you know, Jim, that most companies that, you know, do cut hair or sell flowers, these companies are not going to be exporting powerhouses. But yet, other countries, including England, 9% of their small businesses are involved in international trade, compared with 1.5% of ours. So you can imagine all of the potential out here in this country, in Maryland, where I'm sitting now, downtown D.C., where you are, wherever your listeners are sitting. There's all sorts of opportunity all over the world, and we can help.
Of course, one thing that's different about us and Europe. In Europe, if they didn't export, you know, they'd be limited in their because their countries are many. Most of them are so small. Our country is huge, and we have a lot of opportunity across the country. But folks, you know, when the U.S. economy catches a cold, that doesn't mean that Libya catches a cold, that Libya's got a problem, or that Mexico's got a problem, or whatever. This is a way of diversifying your pipeline, adding an extra pipeline to your sales opportunity, so that when things slow down in one place, you can pick it up in another place. I know a company that if they hadn't been exporting, they wouldn't be around today, because when the U.S. economy dropped off on them, their exports kept them alive. Tin Till, stay with us. Right back with Doug Barry. He's with the U.S. Commercial Services. Stay with us. Website, Doug, that we need to send folks to is export.gov, right?
That's right.
E-X-P-O-R-T, export.gov. Lots of good stuff there. Doug, you're often traveling around the world to work with countries and helping them develop their relationship with the United States. Where are you off to this year?
Well, coming up next, I'm going to Istanbul, Turkey, in about 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, all right. How long are you going to be there?
Just a week, and I'm going to meet some of our folks from all over that part of the world in the Gulf. They're coming to Istanbul for some training. And I'm going to be there for a day with them to talk to them about some of our new services. And one of them, interestingly, that I'm going to tell them about in Istanbul is a project we have with Google, which is one of our corporate partners, joining with us in an effort to increase exports for small and medium-sized enterprises. And with them, we have developed something called a Google Gadget. And this gadget is downloadable on your desktop, and it can open to such things as weather and news. And then in one corner of it will be our commercial service gadget, which pops up there and will give you real-time updates of all of the trade leads that we collect all over the world.
How about that?
So you can go in there by country, and you can type in the country or scroll down the menu there. If you want Turkey, for example, you scroll down to that, and it will show you all of the trade leads that our colleagues in Turkey are putting into our system on a daily basis.
Does every Google gadget have that, or just the ones that come from you guys?
Just the one that comes from us. There's all kinds of gadgets.
How do we get the Google?
You type in U.S. Commercial Service, and up will pop the Google You just type in U.S. Commercial Service, and then it'll give you the choices of whether you want to download the gadget, and you just say yes. And it'll come right to your Google desktop.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good, eh?
How about that? Way to go! Good for you guys, making partners with Google with the 800-pound gorilla Google,
and trying to make it as easy as possible for your listeners.
And good for Google. Good for Google for supporting that too. By the way.
Yes, I think it's.
I like that. Anybody who helps small business owners grow their business is a friend of mine.
Excellent.
Yeah. Doug, I got about a minute and a half. Last thoughts. What's new? What else is new coming up? Any particular thing you want to tell us about? Where to focus? What should we be thinking about with regard to educating ourselves about exporting? What do you think?
Sure. Well, I think that the first thing to do is to go to our website, export.gov, and look under the basics to export, which is right there on the front page, and then you'll get a chance to take a little quiz to see how you compare with other companies that are going into exporting, and it will tell you the strengths and weaknesses that you have as far as being able to do this successfully. And note the weaknesses that come up on the scoring, and then it will take you to a number of resources that you can use to increase your score. You can look at videos, you can download chapters of the Basic Guide to Exporting, and you can get yourself ready to take the plunge. And then you can also look up your local Export Assistance Center office. Wherever you may be, in whatever city across the land, you'll find my colleagues there. Give them a call. And if you can't call them, call our 1-800 number, which is USA Trade, 1-800-USA-TRADE, and you can talk to a real person during the business day, and you can ask them any question.
But no homework, right? You're not going to make us do any homework, right, Doug?
No, absolutely no homework at all. That comes later.
Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always, and hope to see you later today.
Thanks, and welcome to Washington.
Thank you. Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocates. Happy Small Business Week, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.